What up, worlds and diggity, Road to Victory podcast, and I'm on one today. I'm in good spirits. I'm feeling good. You know, everything is good. I was a little under the weather. That's why you ain't get a podcast earlier in the week. You know, a lot of big things. I just did a show in Brooklyn. Shout out me. Just coming back from California, and that's what I wanted to touch on, people. Exposure is key. Exposure is key. Come on now. I come from the projects in the Bronx, Eden Wall Projects, Baychester Avenue, 233rd White Plains Road. That's where I come from. And I was raised there my whole childhood and most of my adulthood. And I don't watch people just stayed on the very same block they was born and never left. Never left. Some of them even worse. They went to jail, came home, went back to jail, came home, and went back to jail. And then they stopped coming outside. They just stayed in their mother's house and never came outside again. And I'm like, wow. That's, to me, that's symbolic to the world closing in. But I'm telling you, when you get on that plane and you go anywhere in the country and you have these conversations with people from all across the country, something changes in you. You start to grow. Your ideas start to grow. Your business start to grow. Your dreams start to grow. Man, it all makes sense now, man. It all makes sense. I remember the first time I got on the plane. It was sometime in 2013, 2014. My first time on the plane, it was my ex-girlfriend. And she was just like, yo, listen, this is our first date. She like, listen, I'm graduating with my master's degree. And I want to go to Jamaica. She said this on our first date when we first met. So she graduated. I went to the graduations, her master graduation. The first time you would ever see me in a bow tie. I went there with some khakis and a bow tie. Looking like the black Pee Wee Herman. But just getting on that flight, we went to Jamaica. And it's just like, shout out to the Rastafaris with the pre-rolls. Soon as you get to the resort, they got the pre-rolls. If you know, you know. But yeah, just that, man. Seeing how other people live, how other people earn money, how other people's ideas formed in their circumstances, bro. It changes you. It just continues to add on to what you have, man. If you don't go, like, bong, being in California, I really want to move to California. But I had to go to California to realize, all right, we got to save up some money. We got to go back out there, find a job and a place to live. If I never went to California, it would have just been a dream. Now it's a goal. Exposure is key. What you are exposed to will change you, good or bad. You know, when I was young, you know, my cousin was my idol. He the one that got me smoking weed and drinking 40s. That was what I was exposed to. You know, the guy I look up to, he was hilarious. He was a leader. People followed him. And I wanted to be just like him. So when I was young, you know, he drank beer, I drank beer. He smoked weed, I smoked weed. Because I was exposed to the wrong things, man. And then I continued down the road. And that road jeopardized my health. But you know what? I'm still here turning a mess into a message. Because I got exposed to the good life. I got exposed to what excellence looked like. Come on now, I need somebody to feel me. I need you to feel me, y'all. I need you to feel me. Get out there, see the world. It's times I travel the world, I had like $100. It's times I travel the world, I had to make a call. Like, yo, you got $5 I could borrow so I can get home. But still, that experience still meant everything, man. It still meant everything, man. Man, you want to make the most out of life, Do the most. Do the most, man. I was just telling my bro Abmatic, my brother Abby. I'm like, yo, it's crazy. He said, because I just finished recording a song. And I said, right after the song, I'm going to do this podcast. He said, whoa, bro, you a busy dude. I'm like, bro, it almost took dying to actually live. Shout out to Blind Boys, dying to live. It almost took dying to live, to actually live, bro. For you, it's not that serious. You could go out there, and if not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, today. You know what I'm saying? Act on getting the most out of life because you deserve it. And you designed to. Everybody want to believe in God, but the challenge is you don't believe in the version of you that God designed you to be. Ha! Come on, man. Come on, man. I love you. I love you. I'm in the spirit right now, bro. I'm in the spirit. Life is good. I'm good to me. I'm good to me, man. I love me some meat. Let's go. Let's go. I hope you love you some loot. I hope you love you some you, man. Dan Diggity, Road to Victory Podcast. Let's go. Let's work. Holla at me, y'all. Let's talk. Peace.
It's just different.
Yo, Zan Diggity. Let's go. Only improving. This man is fantastic. Only celebrate with people you was in the lab with. Chemistry, energy. If it's meant to be, then it's meant for me. Social studies. Creating history, I'm talking homework. Only paper was loosely wooden wingman. Couldn't afford a two-piece. My life is like a movie. Zombie though, dead special. God bless you. Had to participate in my own rescue. Uncle said, go ahead, nephew. Keep pushing forward. Remain center. But I'm looking forward. Shooting stars, praying for a sign. Just point guard on the road to victory. Said nothing about a scorecard. Feel we all scarred with bruises. Nothing leaked through though. Started learning self-love. Started letting people go. Basic education, but still feel the need to know. Standing in the mirror, asking where the leaders go. The teachers go, he reading slow. Maybe he's remedial. Watch me even the odds. Got up on that TV show. It's unbelievable. Sort of like what Big said. But I'm dope like Tobey, no way.